Adjustment by Andy and Eric Merriman, starring Peter Davison and Samantha Bond. Episode 3, Basic Instinct.
So, Julia, you still don't want to talk about it?
Yes, of course I do. But I can't.
Why not?
I don't know. That's what I want you to tell me.
Ah, so I've got to find out why you can't talk about it before we can talk about it.
Yes, sort of. Do you think you can help?
I'm sure I can. But you'll need to try and help me a little bit more.
Well, I can tell you what it's not about.
But you already have in the last few sessions. Don't you feel comfortable talking to me?
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. I'm quite relaxed. In fact, I feel much better than when I first came to see you.
And why do you think that is?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps not talking to you about my problem is helping.
I see.
Of course, I wouldn't not talk about it to just anybody. I mean, the girl at the supermarket checkout. She's very nice, of course, but I couldn't not talk to her about it.
No. You need professional help. It makes you feel better not to talk to someone like me.
Exactly. And paying for psychotherapy makes me feel more secure.
Oh, yes, I can understand that. But I have to say that it might not be very professional of me to expect you to come and sit here and not talk about your emotional difficulties.
Well, we could always talk about something else. Seen any good films recently?
No, I don't want to talk about the latest cinema releases.
And you're quite right, they're not worth discussing. A load of rubbish, most of them.
Julia, is this problem so banal that you're embarrassed by it?
No, of course not.
Then I think you're worried about what we might discover, if we delve too deeply.
Well, could be. After all, too much introspection can be dangerous. Maybe my ambivalence stems from a fear of what's hidden in my unconscious. The latent content which you may reveal through interpretation is perhaps better left repressed.
Yes. Look, let's start at the beginning. When did you first realise that you had a problem?
Ah, now that would be telling.
Oh, dear.
Daddy?
Amy, please, Daddy's trying to work. Here, look, play with this dolly.
No.
No? What about these bricks? Go on, you like bricks.
I like it. No.
I suppose I could give you another bag of crisps. No, better not. You've had three already.
Mama, Daddy.
Amy, please, leave me alone. Just play with something. Anything. Well, almost anything, but not the keyboard. Sorry, Amy, my mistake. Oh, I'm never going to get this done.
Daddy.
Please let me draw in peace.
Time.
Well, that's if I knew what to draw. Got absolutely nothing so far. Look at that. Just useless. Totally uninspired. And you're not helping, Amy. And you got any ideas?
No.
Well, thanks very much. Now what are you doing? No. Don't put the pen in your mouth. Amy, no, I said no.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Kate.
Mummy? No, not Mummy. Hi, Amy. How's it going, Dad?
Not very well. Take a look at that basket.
Oh, you really do waste paper. There must be about a dozen trees in there. At this rate, you're going to destroy a whole rainforest single-handed.
Concerned as I am about the environment, my main worry at the moment is to get this cartoon finished.
Trouble with Oscar again?
Yes. I'm fed up with putting words in his mouth.
Why don't you just give him a carrot and have him say, "Oh, what's up, Dad?"
It's been done. Oscar is a much more intelligent rabbit than Bugs Bunny. The readers expect him to be clever and satirical.
Which is more than we can say for his creator.
Thanks very much, Kate.
You're welcome.
Anyway, I'm glad you're home. You can take Amy off my hands.
Oh, thank you, Dad.
Take her downstairs. There's a good girl. She's really been distracting me.
Dad, can I just have a quick word with you first?
Oh, and by the way, she hasn't had tea yet. Perhaps you could give her something to eat.
Yes, but I want to talk to
you. Yeah, don't make too much noise because your mother's seeing a patient.
But, Dad, I really need to tell you...
Not now. I'm sorry, Kate, but I must get on with this now. We can talk later.
Okay. Come on then, Amy. Oh, we know where we're not wanted.
Goodbye, Julia.
Well, thanks very much. I think we're making some progress, don't you?
Yes, we'll soon have your problem sorted out. Whatever it is.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Kate, is that you?
Yes, I'm in the kitchen.
Hi, darling. Have a good day at school?
No.
Hello, Amy. How you doing?
Did Kate give you some nice food?
Now, let's have a look. Oh, yes, she likes this range. Cordon bleu for the gourmet toddler. Poached grouse in prune and camembert puree.
Well, it was either that or lobster and scallop tureen. I bet you never gave me anything like that.
Of course not. They didn't have such exotic meals in those days.
So I suppose I just got given cod and carrots and rice pudding.
Yes, frequently. But you know what your favourite was?
No.
Cauliflower surprise.
Mmm, lovely.
Now, what should we give Amy for pudding? What have we got here? Pistachio and papaya mousse, Queen of Sheba souffle, or creams of baglioni. Mm. I can't wait till she can speak properly. I wonder what her first sentence will be.
Probably something like, don't give me any more of that bloody awful food.
Now, when she's finished her pudding, can you give us some milk?
Yes, Mum.
And have you changed her yet?
No, I've only just got in from school.
Oh, did you have a good day?
You've already asked me that, and I've already told you no. But you didn't take any notice.
Didn't I? Sorry, I must have been a bit distracted.
It seems that everyone in this house is a bit distracted. I've had a terrible time at school.
Oh dear, poor Kate.
I'm going to have to tell you all about it.
Yeah, all right, but not now. I haven't got time. I've got another patient coming in a few minutes.
Oh, but I really need to talk to someone.
There's nothing I can do at the moment.
Oh, but Mum...
Look, it will have to wait until later. Sorry, you know how it is.
Yes, I know how it is. No time to talk to me, but plenty of time to talk to your patients.
See you later, Kate.
Oh, God. Parents. Life would be so much simpler without them. What do you think, Amy?
Mummy. Daddy.
Yes, they're the ones. The ones that never listen to me. You listen to me. And I'm sure you understand a lot. But, well, it's a bit confusing... Because I'm only in this mess because of you. I mean, it's not really your fault, but you don't half cause some extra problems. I do a lot of things for you, you know. One day you'll realise that. But I don't seem to get much thanks for it.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Amy. Now, how about some profiterole sorbet?
Hello.
What are you doing in my consulting room?
Can't you see? Laying on your couch.
Why?
I've got a problem.
Do you have an appointment?
No.
Then you do have a problem. I'm seeing another patient in a minute.
That's all right. Minutes rather like the 40 at your rates.
Anyway, shouldn't you be working?
Oh, that's the problem. I'm stuck. Can I talk about it?
It's all right, quickly. But I must look at some notes.
The thing is, I've got Oscar Rabbit in a bit of a tight spot and I can't think how to get him out. You see, he's... Sarah... Sarah?
Hmm?
Do you know something?
What?
I've often wondered how you manage to sit there listening to people pour out their problems for hours on end, and now I know how you do it. You just don't listen.
Pardon?
You see? Look, it's Oscar. He's in trouble.
Well, probably something to do with his childhood. What's his family background?
Just the usual rabbit environment. Happy stable burrow, doting parents, and 200 brothers and sisters.
Oh, well, you see... He might have been the victim of some serious sibling rivalry.
Oh, no, it's not psychological. Do you remember the cash for carrots scandal?
Mm.
Well, he and his girlfriend have disappeared with all the proceeds.
Oh, dear. You mean he's run off with the dough?
You're not taking this seriously.
Well, how can I? Now, if one of your characters was suicidal, had a neurotic illness or a relationship problem, I might be able to help.
I'll bear that in mind for the future. As for the present, I just don't know what I'm going to do.
You say that every week.
Sometimes I wish I'd never started this cartoon. I've got a good mind to create an outbreak of myxomatosis and get rid of a lot.
Well, that's a bit unfair. Those rabbits have been very good to you. Well, us, really. You should be grateful to them, especially Oscar.
Should I?
Oh, come on, Richard. You're not normally like this.
No, well, I'm running out of ideas.
It's just one of those things.
Oh, fine.
Every writer can have a mental block. You'll find a way out. You always do.
I'm not so sure this time. That's why I need your help.
Well, I'm sorry, but I certainly can't help you now. I've got another session coming up. You'll have to go.
So there's nothing you can do for me?
No. But I can give you some practical advice. Put your coat on, take a walk across the park, go down Clyde Crescent, and on the right-hand side, there's a little mews.
Yes?
Perhaps you might get some inspiration from it.
Oh, that's very helpful. So much for psychotherapy.
Yes, well, sometimes the direct approach is best. Like, goodbye.
And that's another thing, you see.
I could have made a lot more money out of Oscar if they'd exploited him properly.
How?
Well, the suit's been running now for nearly 5 years.
So?
So by now they should be selling Oscar fluffy toys and Oscar video games.
Yes, and maybe Oscar bubble bath, Oscar pyjamas, Oscar yoghurt.
Hmm, posters, postcards, wall pictures.
I see. Who framed Oscar Rabbit?
Soap in the shape of a rabbit, designer T-shirts, Oscar toothbrushes. The public loves all that sort of stuff.
Well, mugs.
Yes, mugs. That's a good idea. They go down very well. And then, what about a breakfast cereal? Make everyone a happy bunny in the morning with new exciting Oscar Pops. It'll put a hop in your step and a fluff in your tail.
And why stop there? What about a theme park?
Yeah, let's all visit Euro Oscar next year.
All right, all right. There's nothing wrong with being enthusiastic.
No, but you were going a bit over the top.
I suppose so, but I can dream, can't I? At least we got a few words out of you, Kate.
And a lot of words out of you. Now I know what they mean by rabbiting on.
Look, Kate, what is the matter with you?
Nothing.
Yes, there is. When we first sat down to dinner, we did ask you what was bothering you.
Yes. Well, it's too late now. I needed to talk to you when I first came home, and you just weren't interested.
We were both busy.
Yes, both busy being not interested.
Now, that's not fair.
No, it isn't fair. And I was busy as well, remember, looking after Amy for you.
Ah, so this is about Amy, is it?
No. Well, yes, sort of.
I thought so.
But you like looking after her.
I do. Well, sometimes. But lately it always seems to be me.
Kate, you know we give her as much attention as we can.
Yes. When it suits you, she gets all the attention.
She has to. After all, she has special needs.
And I haven't, I suppose.
Now, don't be silly. You know what we mean. You're just as special to us.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you are. It's just that Amy has to have extra help. Speech therapy, physiotherapy, that sort of thing.
Well, I'm the one who needs special attention at the moment.
In what way?
Well, never mind. I'm not talking about it now.
You sound like one of my patients.
Now, come on, Kate. Tell us.
No, I don't feel like it. Besides, I've got homework to do.
Oh, please sit down, Kate. We do want to hear what you've got to say.
Besides, don't you want any dessert?
No, I've had enough of everything. See you in the morning.
Good night, Kate.
I do think she could make more of an effort sometimes. Teenagers are always so self-obsessed.
Oh, Richard.
It's true. They're only interested in things that are important to them.
Excuse me, who's just spent the whole meal talking about a cartoon rabbit?
Well, that's different. It's important to me.
Well, there you are, then. Perhaps Kate's right. Maybe we're not giving her enough time.
Oh, I don't know.
She's only 15. And let's face it, adolescence is difficult enough even without this extra pressure.
Well, there's nothing we can do about it.
There's always something that can be done. Some change can be achieved when there's an incentive.
Well, it's a therapist talking.
No, it's not. It's the mother talking. We thought that this might happen when Amy was born. We knew we'd have to adapt.
And we have. It's certainly a lot easier now.
Do you remember the look on that doctor's face when she told us that Amy had got Down syndrome?
She was almost as shocked as we were. What was it she said to us? Something about, there's nothing wrong with your baby, she's just different.
You see, Mrs. Stubbs, it's as if you'd ordered a Ferrari from a car showroom and had a Fiat delivered instead. It's not the car you expected, but you'll be just as happy in the end.
Oh, yes, that's right. She must have looked it up in the Breaking Bad News to Patients manual.
I don't know. I've heard of much worse things being said to parents in our situation. And actually, I think it helped me a bit to understand what was happening to us.
I suppose so.
And while everybody else is boasting about their top-of-the-range sports car, we'll always think that that's what we were supposed to have had. That's what we had planned.
Well, Amy may not be fast and flashy, but she's the model that we've grown to love. And looking at her, I'd never want to exchange her. Mm. And anyway, by now we've all done quite a lot of mileage together.
More coffee, Richard?
Oh, yes, please. And I think Amy wants some more milk. Where's Kate? It's getting late, you know?
I know.
Kate, come on. I'm not going to call you again. We've already finished breakfast. You'll be late for school. What's the matter with her? She's usually down first.
I don't know. Perhaps she's not well.
No, we soon know about it. She's not the sort to suffer in silence.
Family trait.
What do you mean?
Well, the last time you were ill, there was so much loud moaning and groaning. We had offers of help from people 3 streets away.
We must have thin walls.
Morning.
Kate, why are you still in your dressing gown?
You see, Richard, I told you she's not well. What's the matter, Kate?
Nothing. I'm all right.
Then why aren't you dressed? You'll be late for school.
I'm not going to school.
Do you hear that, sir? She's not going to school.
Any particular reason?
It's not that I don't want to.
So you do want to?
Yes, but I can't.
And why not?
They don't want me.
They don't want you?
What is this all about?
I did try to tell you yesterday. Here. You'd better read this. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to my room.
Kate, come back here.
No. Leave her alone.
Well, what does it say?
It's from the headmaster, Mr. Shelley. Kate has been excluded from school. We're supposed to go to a meeting there this afternoon.
This afternoon?
Yep, this afternoon at 3 o'clock in his office.
Whatever for?
It seems Kate was in some sort of incident with a boy yesterday.
A boy? Oh, dear, I knew it. It was only a matter of time.
Don't be ridiculous, Richard. The letter doesn't say anything like that happened.
Well, what other sort of incident could it possibly be? Pretty innocent girl like Kate and some fourth form Michael Douglas.
I'm sure it was all perfectly innocuous.
Then why are we being dragged down to the school?
Obviously something needs sorting out.
Yes, that boy does. I'll give him basic instinct.
I better go and talk to Kate and find out what this is all about. You look after Amy.
Come on then, sweetheart. Back to the drawing board we go. Yes, Bill. Yes, I know, Bill. Don't worry. I promise I'll let you have it soon. When? When it's finished. No, not really. Halfway. No, not quite. Oh, look, let's face it. I haven't even started yet. Now, don't panic. I haven't missed a deadline in 5 years, not even when I was in hospital in traction. Yes, very funny, Bill. It was stretching it a bit. Very good, yeah. Yes, I promised to get it to you in the morning. Well, I would have had it finished if people didn't keep phoning me. Actually, I didn't need reminding. I must go now. There's someone at the door. Bye.
It's no good. Kate won't say a word. You'll have to wait until 3 o'clock.
I will.
Yes, when you go to the meeting.
Oh, you know, I was rather hoping you'd go. I've just had Bill on the phone. I'm running out of time.
Well, I've got a patient at 3 o'clock.
So what do we do?
I actually think we should both go. Pass me the telephone, Richard. Let's show Kate how special we both think she is. Hello, Julia. It's Sarah Stubbs. You know that problem that you've got but can't tell me about? Well, would you mind not being able to not tell me about it again this afternoon?
I don't know why we had to bring Amy.
Because it was too late to find anyone to look after her.
Anyway, what does it matter?
I just don't particularly want her to be here.
Why not, Kate?
Just because.
You're not ashamed of being seen with her at school, are you?
No, of course not.
Good. Then show us the way to Mr. Shelley's office and let's see what all this is about.
Yes, Mrs. Morris, it is getting a bit of a struggle financially. There just aren't enough books to go around.
Oh, that's awful.
So I'm afraid we're having to cut down. As one of my English teachers said, next term we'll be reading A Tale of One City and The Merry Wife of Windsor.
Oh, nice.
Yes? Good afternoon. Do come in.
Good afternoon.
I see we've got the whole Stubbs family here. This is Mrs. Morris.
Hello.
And her son, James.
So that's him, is it? Father of the child.
Shut up, Richard.
Please sit down. Right. Well, thank you all for coming. I wanted to get this matter sorted out as quickly as possible. I'll come straight to the point. James and Kate have been excluded from school following an incident that took place in the playground yesterday.
Oh, no, not the playground.
The one thing we will not tolerate at this school is any form of physical violence. We take a very poor view of one pupil striking another.
Hey, did he hit you?
No, Mr. Stubbs, I'm afraid it was the other way around. Wasn't it, James?
Yeah. Look what she did to my eye.
Oh, my God.
It was Kate that hit James.
I don't believe it.
Neither do I.
And how did it happen?
Well, she caught me off my guard. I wasn't looking.
That's not what Mrs. Stubbs meant.
Kate, why did you hit him?
Well, I was going...
Just a minute, Kate. I think we should hear from James.
Do I have to?
Yes, especially as little Amy is here.
What's this to do with Amy?
We're waiting, James. What happened?
Well, I was in the playground when all of a sudden Kate belted me.
Well, what did you expect after all those things you said about my sister?
What things? You haven't told me about this part of it.
No. Well, I didn't.
Come on, I want the truth, James.
I didn't really mean it. I...
Yes, you did.
What exactly did you say to Kate?
I'll tell you what he said. He said Amy was a freak, a retard who would have to live in a loony bin when she grew up.
Oh, no.
And that was just part of it.
James, why did you say that?
I'll tell you. He's been asking me out for months, and I kept saying no. In the end, he just got cross and said, "You're just like your little sister, funny in the head." I really would be funny in the head if I'd gone out with him.
Now that's enough, Kate.
So in the end, I had no alternative but to knock him out.
You knocked him out?
I feel awful about this. I don't know what to say.
Well, no doubt you'll have plenty to say to James later. However, as I've said, I will not tolerate violence of any kind in this school, no matter how commendable it is that Kate should possess such family loyalty.
Quite a good right hook.
But in spite of the extreme provocation, she must learn to restrain herself. I'm sure you agree, Mr. and Mrs. Stubbs.
Yes, of course.
Mr. Stubbs?
Oh, yes. Shocking, terrible, absolutely disgraceful. Mm.
And as for you, James, I trust that you're ashamed of your behaviour. Now, I don't propose to take this matter any further, and you will both return to school on Monday, having had the weekend to cool down. Now, I suggest you apologise to each other.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Right. And I'd like you to shake hands.
You must be joking. She'll probably break my arm.
James.
Okay.
Come on, Amy. Now try and put that brick on top of the others. Well done. Good girl.
Ow. Oh, it's no good. I can't hold this pen any longer.
Oh, what's the matter?
My hand hurts.
Oh, yeah, it is quite swollen. I wonder if we should go to casualty and get it x-rayed.
No, don't make a fuss. I think it's just the bruise coming out. It is difficult to write. I suppose it would be sensible to rest it. Perhaps I'd better not do any more homework.
I don't think you do need an x-ray. I've just seen right through you.
Can you give me an excuse note for Monday, then?
Yes, all right. I'm sure the school will be very sympathetic in the circumstances.
Thanks, Mum. The trouble is now I'm going to get bored. What can I do?
Morning, you lot. Well, that's it. Done it. Finished the cartoon at last. Do you want to have a look at it, Sarah?
Oh, well done. I knew you'd do it. Just put it on the table. I'll have a look in a minute. Help yourself to some coffee.
Thanks. You know, that's the longest time I've ever spent on the strip. It's funny how you struggle on for days and then suddenly the idea comes in a flash. Shove off a bit, Kate.
All right, Dad.
And move those books. There's nowhere to put my coffee down. Thank you. That's better. Oh, that hand looks a bit nasty. Think you should get an x-ray, Kate?
We've already been through all that, Dad.
Have you? Oh, sorry. Now, what are we going to do this weekend? Got any ideas, Sarah, Kate? Sorry, Amy, I forgot to ask you. Yes? Well, that sounds very interesting, and if we knew what you meant, we could do it.
I think what she needs is another brick.
Here you are then, Amy. Take it. Good girl. You love those building bricks, don't you? Yes, that's right. Go on. Good. You're going to put it on top of that one. Ah! Oh. No, no! Look what she's done! I spent hours on this and now it's completely ruined. Amy, what on earth are you doing?
Oh, she didn't mean to, Dad. It was an accident.
You're so clumsy, Amy, you stupid girl.
Be careful what you say to my sister. Remember what happened to James Morris?
Well, I'm going to have to do this all over again. Well, that's the end of my weekend. Oh, no, that'll be Bill. He was meant to have the strip 2 hours ago.
Shall I answer it? I could say you're not here.
Oh, no, he'll only keep ringing. I know. Leave it to me.
Hello, this is Richard Stubbs, but not in person. This is an answer phone. I'm out at the moment. I was in earlier, but then I went out, so now I'm not in. When I return from being out, I'll be in. But after I've been in for a while, I'm going out again. So if you call then, you'll have to listen to this all over again. Unless, of course, you leave a message now, after the bleep. Beep!
Hello, this is a message for Sarah Stubbs. It's me, Julia. I want to see you again urgently. I really needed not to talk to you yesterday, and you weren't there for me. And you're not there again. Of course, I realise that cancelling my appointment was probably a therapeutic ploy to make me angry and show my true feelings. Well, if I'd wanted that sort of help, I would have simply stayed at home and got my help.
In Minor Adjustment, Peter Davison was Richard and Samantha Bond was Sarah, with Claire Russell as Kate and Sarah Merriman as Amy. James was played by David Cooper, with Kay Stonham as Mrs. Morris. Teresa Gallagher was Julia and Brian Bowles was the headmaster. Minor Adjustment was written by Andy and Eric Merriman and was produced by Gareth Edwards.